In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The text I will share with you this morning is from the Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter and the 5th verse. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I him in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers. We have three mothers here this morning, and I want to wish you all Happy Mother's Day. And Alice and Charlie, I hope you'll convey Happy Mother's Day to Mommy from me when you get home. On a Mother's Day card, a six-year-old wrote to her mother, and this is what she wrote on the card. Dear Mom, I'm going to make lunch for you on Mother's Day. It is going to be a surprise. Then at the end, P.S. I hope you like pizza and popcorn. And also in a recent comic strip, for better or for worse, Ellie, a young mom, had a horrible day caring for her two toddlers who were sick. And looking for sympathy, Ellie called her own mother, looking for an understanding ear. She told her mom what a horrible 24 hours she had, getting up every half hour during the night and caring for her toddlers all day. First one, then the other. She said to her mom, you don't even get a chance to think about yourself. Then she added, I guess you went through all this with me and my brother, didn't you? There was a pause. Then Ellie said to her mother, Mom, did we ever say thank you? Thanks, dear brothers and sisters, is in order constantly, but especially today. To our mothers, thank you, mothers, for your love, for your unselfish dedication, for your patience. Without you, mothers, the world would not be what it is today. And so we dedicate today to our mothers, and we want to remember those who are ill and those who have left us and are now at rest. I want to thank Karen for that lovely sermon hymn, because it brought back so many memories, good memories. That's the hymn we sang, Harvest, back in Jamaica. You know, one Sunday per year is Harvest Sunday, when we all take our fruits up in shoe boxes, well decorated. I don't know if you know about that today. But let us with a gladsome mind praise the Lord, for he's kind. And today, fifth Sunday after Easter, it's also Rogation Sunday, when we thank God for the fruits of the earth in their season. We remember Rogation Day. Jesus is telling us today, as I just read from the text, that without him, all our lives would go nowhere. Without him, all our lives would go nowhere. He tells us without me, you can do nothing. And anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. Just a few weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, we dealt with the gospel of the vine and the branches. When we grow up and we leave home, our love and our connection with our parents may remain with us, but we are really on our own. It can never be that way with Jesus Christ. We need our Lord when we are 40, 50, 60, 70, or when we are 6 years old or 7 years old. We need our Lord Jesus Christ all the time. So if we reflect deeply, we know that there is a power greater than ourselves that we depend on and that we constantly need to sustain us. We are connected with that power through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the true vine. We must remember, dear friends, that the prophets who lived hundreds of years before Christ used the vineyard as an image of Israel. Just as a farmer would cultivate his vineyard and care for it and expects to harvest grapes from it, so God would care for his people and expect good works from them. What does God expect from you and me? God expects devout worship. God expects obedience to his commandments. God expects justice and love for all people, for the poor and for the vulnerable. So Jesus is telling us today in the text that through our union with him, we are God's people. Through our union with him, we are God's people. And Jesus tried to tell us that in many ways. And I'd like us to look again from the Easter we celebrated recently to all the statements that we have seen coming up to this Sunday. He mentions five statements where Jesus uses metaphors that tell us how important it is that we remain united with him. Notice each of these begins with the words, I am, I am. A few Sundays ago, we heard him tell us, I am the Good Shepherd. Remember that? Good Shepherd Sunday. Remember he said another Sunday, I am the light of the world. Remember he said, I am the bread of life. Just after Easter, remember he said, I am the resurrection and the life. A couple weeks ago we heard, I am the true vine. So if we had time, we could reflect upon how vital each of these items is. Shepherds for sheep, light and food for us, the vine for one of its branches. Quite simply, dear friends, a vine as I said recently, is an organic structure that is nurtured by the rain and the sun. The vine is fed by the sap that flows through the stem and the branches. It then grows and produces fruit. Our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that He is the true vine, drawing life from the Father and communicating that life to all who remain united to Him. In other words, dear friends, there is a mysterious living connection uniting us with one another through our union with Christ. Let me repeat. There is a mysterious living connection uniting us with one another through our union with Jesus Christ. St. Paul used a similar metaphor when he wrote that we are the body of Christ, the body of Christ. St. Paul tells us Christ is the head of the body and we are the members. You see the connection? Christ is the head, we are the members. We are the feet, we are the hands, we are the arms, we are the legs, etc. Through whom Christ lives in the world today. We are united with Christ and with each other through the Spirit. So this is not a connection we can examine, dear friends, under a microscope. This is not a connection that we can test for in any other way other than the test that Jesus gave us when he said to us, by their fruits you will know them. By their fruits you will know them. So what do we learn from this message today? The way we live our lives show whether we live in Christ or not. Amen.